Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, we ask that we might sense your presence in this place. Lord, we ask that our hearts might be open to you, that your Holy Spirit might be at work within us, transforming us and drawing us closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I have lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. From Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one, would leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until you find it? And when you find it, you lay it on your shoulders and rejoice. And then you come home and you call together your friends and your neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost." Or who among you, having 10 silver coins, if you lose one of them, would light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until you find it? And when you find it, call together your friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me, for I found the coin that I lost." No, really, who would do those things? Would anybody? Would anyone leave 99% of your possessions to go search for the 1%, knowing completely well that you're leaving the 99% in danger, that they themselves might get stolen or lost? No, nobody would do that. Would anybody clean your whole house to find one missing coin, and then when you did find it, throw a party for everybody you knew that would probably end up costing more than the one coin that you just found? No. Nobody would do that either. Let's be honest here. These parables are crazy. When Jesus tells them that they are common sense things to do, but they actually aren't. Actually, this would be nobody's reaction. So what's going on here? To try to understand this, I got to thinking about the hardest thing I have ever looked for in my life. Like to see if I had ever done something remotely close to this. And the best thing I could think of happened to me while I was still in elementary school. My older sister had made for me in a home ec class at school a pillow that was in the shape of a cow. It was not particularly pretty or well made, since it had the craftsmanship of a middle schooler learning to sew, but I liked it, mostly because it was something that my sister had made and given specifically to me. That summer, my family took a vacation to the Pacific Northwest, and I took the cow pillow with me on the trip. While we were in Seattle, we came back to the hotel room, and the cow pillow was nowhere to be found. We searched the hotel room high and low and couldn't find it. I had become pretty convinced it had been stolen from our room, but my parents assured me that was not the case, since they knew that it was not something anybody else in the world would want. They determined that it had probably been accidentally taken with the sheets to laundry by the housekeeping staff. I now realize as an adult how good a father my dad is, since he was willing to continue the search by asking many members of the hotel staff, including stopping at the front desk several times during our stay, to ask them if they had found a cow pillow. Alas, the pillow was never found, and it's assumed to this day in my family that, unfortunately, the same somewhat suspect craftsmanship that I loved most about the pillow was in its downfall, as it was probably unable to survive a trip through a hotel commercial washer and dryer. Yet even searching for the cow pillow is really nothing compared to what's going on in this scripture. Because we didn't leave everything else to go and search, we didn't even really stop what we were doing for that long. And had it actually been found, I seriously doubt my parents would have let me throw in a lavish party on the streets of downtown Seattle. So it still doesn't compare to these stories. Who among us would do the things described in these parables? Nobody. Well, nobody that is, except God. God would do these things. God even now goes all out to find the lost. God would go and search high and low for the lost sheep. God would clean the whole house for the lost coin. God would throw a huge party when it was found. Because this is exactly what God does. God lights a lamp and searches high and low until we are all found. Until we are all caught up in God's mercy, grace, and love. That, after all, is the good news of our faith, plain and simple. This is grace. This is all about God finding us when we are lost. Not because we do a certain number of good works to deserve it. Not because we are a nice enough person to deserve it. Not because we show up at church a set number of times to deserve it. But because God's love for us is really that amazing. It's really that great. We are really that loved by God. That God would search out each and every one of us out of love and mercy and grace. And that when we are found, there really is the rejoicing that Jesus talks about in our scripture. And this is good news because we all need to be found. We've all been lost. We are told in the gospel reading that the situation that causes Jesus to tell these stories is that all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." The Pharisees are upset that Jesus would consider eating with those they consider to be sinners, the ones that they would consider to be lost. But the truth of it is that all of us, even the Pharisees, can find ourselves in the lost category in life. So to be honest, it's a good thing that Jesus ate with sinners, because it gives us hope that he would eat with us as well, ones who still find ourselves lost today. We know what it's like to receive the grace and love of God, to make it possible to see how God would act in the way that the stories describe. And we should understand it, because we've all been lost. You understand what it's like to be at rock bottom, to feel like you don't know which way to turn. And the good news that you know is that God is so full of love that you can be found. That God rejoices over you when you're found. That in coming to Christ, that in being found, you've experienced the extravagant love and grace of God. Sometimes I think that it's those who may not even realize that they are lost that need to be found the most. Those who gather in churches every week, who can walk around on the outside looking fine, looking like they have it all together. And while having it all together is great, the church is really a place for those who feel lost, sinner and righteous alike. We can be lost in hidden ways. We can be lost when we put other things in our life in front of God, when we're too busy shuffling from one activity to the next, when we spend our money on new gadgets or clothes and then give away less, we're lost. When we refuse to forgive somebody who wronged us, we're lost. When we cite tradition or ritual as our reason for doing faith instead of the gift of God, we are lost. When we think we can keep it all together by ourselves, look good on the outside instead of relying on God, we are lost. Let's face it, we've all been lost. We've all been that one sheep. We've all been that one coin. The sinners that Jesus was eating with, they were lost. The Pharisees that were bugging Jesus about this, they were lost too. And us, we're lost too. But in the end, these parables are not about being lost or found, being sinner or righteous. These parables are about a God who loves us as God's children so much that God would do the crazy, almost unthinkable act to do anything to find us. That God's love for each and every one of us would be so great, so amazing, that we will always be found. We will always be welcomed back. And when we are found, welcomed back, there's more rejoicing in heaven than you could ever imagine. Because you're important to God. Each and every one of us is important to God. Nobody would do what's described in these parables. Nobody would look that hard. Nobody would throw that kind of party. Nobody, that is, but God.